All right, good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Cult of Bitocha Message series. Unfortunately, I've been on the road and I don't have all the information here. So please forgive me for that. It's hard even to think about what we should be thinking about. There's so much pain and so much tragedy. But I think that we should really focus on the power that we have to affect results. Results meaning those that are wounded should all have a refuah shleima. Those that are captured should all be freed and in good health. The families that are bereaved should find the ability to find nechama. And the entire tragic war that's going on should come to an immediate end in a way that will prevent any such occurrences in the future. We do have such a koyach. And that koyach, as we know, is the koyach of bitochin. The koyach of bitochin is immeasurable. The koyach of bitochin even exceeds the koyach of tefillah, and the koyach of tefillah is not shayach. Tefillah always accomplishes something. It's never turned away empty-handed. Yet the Or HaChaim HaKodesh tells us that the Pusuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu is crying out, Paro is pursuing them, the Yamsuf is ahead of them, and wild animals on both sides, Hashem says, Ma titzak elai, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael Yisrael, what are you calling out to me? Go into the Yamsuf. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh says, to whom would you suggest that we cry and we pray? Of course, only to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But he says that there was a kitrik. Because of what they had done in Mitzrayim, their tefillos would not be accepted. And the Satan was able to interfere. But the koyach of emunah bitochin, that is beyond. Show your emunah bitochin. Go into the Yamsuf. Show your emunah, show your bitochon, and that will make all the difference. We see that the power of emunah bitochon goes even beyond the power of tefillah. We have to strengthen our bitochon. We have to strengthen our emunah. Despite what has happened, we have to know Hashem is in control of everything. And besides being in control of everything, Hashem is cool. Everything Hashem does is really good. A lot of things we don't understand. A lot of things we may never understand. But we know that. And we know that he's Molei Chesed V'Rachamim. We have to do everything in our power to strengthen our bitochon, to strengthen our sense of hope, to refuse to give up hope, no matter what we read, no matter what we hear, no matter what we see. We never lose hope. We know that the Klal Yisrael will survive, our people will survive, we will prevail, and to the degree that we put that hope and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to that degree that he will do for us these similar glories, and we will see the Yeshua. And that's what we have to focus on. We may find it difficult to have a full-blown sense of bitochin that everyone is going to be healed and everyone is going to be saved, and every bereaved family will find the ultimate nechoma, and the entire engagement, the entire war will come to an abrupt end and totally and completely in our favor. But we certainly can have hope. We all know what the Rebbe Avrom ben Amoch, the Shoinim, they found the Ksav Yad, and he writes, I put my trust in you, Hashem. Don't let me down. Don't let me be embarrassed. And the next pasuk says, also all those who put their hope in you, even though he points out they don't have the full trust, they're not 100% confident, they don't have that real level of bitochon, but they hope. They will never give up hope. They will not be miyayish. They won't give up hope. He says they too lo yevoshu, and he says they too will be ta'anim b'toshiyim. You'll answer their tefillos, and you'll save them by dint of the fact, b'schus, the kivui, the hope that they continued to have, despite the fact that they didn't reach the higher echelons, the higher levels of bitachon. At least we could do that. No matter what we see, no matter what we read, there are so many psuim, so many wounded people. There are so many shvuyim, people that are in captivity. We have to continue hoping, never to lose hope for a minute, never to be meyayish, that every single one of them will have a refuah shleima, that every single one of the shvuyim will be redeemed, that all the families will be able to find the chola from all their tragic losses, and that this situation will be improved and will end in a favorable way to us with security and with hopefully a greater sense of unity and achdus in Klal Yisrael. And that's something that I think we should all focus on. We all know that before this tragic Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, there was a terrible lack of achdus in Klal Yisrael. The fighting between the non-religious or the anti-religious, fighting the religious, fighting the Haredim, the left fighting the right. Terrible massive decrees coming down from the Supreme Court, which were just anti-democratic, let alone anti-Jewish and certainly religious. Terrible, terrible things have been going on. A bit of fightings and protests and fights and the worst of the worst. And now, Baruch Hashem, to a great extent, everyone has come together. And hopefully, and we can continue hoping that that ichud will hopefully remain. And the pirud that has preceded this terrible kufa should be a thing of the past. To what extent, we don't know. But we can hope. We cannot give up. We cannot give up hope. And when, in fact, we continue to hope, when, in fact, we have that kivui, that's a form of bitochin. That's a level of bitochin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam kol kvevecho lo yevoishu. Ta'anem v'tushiyem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our tefillahs and will and save us in the merit of that hope that we refuse to lose. How do we maintain that hope? And how do we not give up hope? Well, you know, we've been in tight situations before. We've been through so much throughout the Golos. And in the words of Rabbi Yankov Emden, the greatest of Nisim, the survival of Klal Yisrael, the survival of the Torah, he swears by his life, are greater than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem is with us. He has our back. He's always been there for us. He's always, his chesed and rachamim is constant. And even if we're not deserving, when we turn to Hashem, when we put our trust in Him, or even when we maintain that hope and refuse to give up hope under no matter what, the most dire circumstances will not bring us to lose hope. And that's chus. We actually effectuate, we can influence what's happening. We have to strengthen ourselves. We have to strengthen our hope. We have to achieve or rise or try to achieve higher levels of bitochon. And the Chofetz Chaim, as we quote here so many times, promises us in a letter in the Machne Yisrael, Kefi gudel habitochon, kach gudel ha'atzlocha. According to the level of bitochon, that's the level of atzlocha. It's not all or nothing. To whatever extent that we can strengthen our bitochon, it's to that extent that we will influence the critical events and the critical need that we have for refuah and for Yeshua and for Nechomo, for Achinu Bnei Yisrael. Bitochin and kivui hope comes from the appreciation of the Chesed Hashem. Despite the fact that we don't understand certain things that happen, despite the fact that when we see these things, they shake us up and we can't really see the Yad Hashem, the Chesed Hashem, the Rachamim of Hashem, the Rachmonis of Hashem, but we know that Hashem is Molei Chesed v'Rachamim. He's Hatoiv Kilei Cholu Rachamecho. He's the Merachim ki lo yisamu chasodecho. His rachamim is never withhold. His chesed is endless. And that's why may oilom kivinu loch. Let us hope that we can continue focusing on the rachamim and continue focusing on the chesed of Hashem. And in that, with that koyach, we'll be able to may oilom kivinu loch. And the schus of that kivinu loch, may we be zeicha to see all of the psuim with a refuah, all of the shvuyim with a pidyon and a geula, all of the broken families and friends with a nechoma, and an end to this tragic atrocity that's been perpetrated. We should be zeicha to the geula shleimo, the refuah to Yeshua, and the geula shleimo, the mayor of